With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden says House Republicans are making a mistake by not passing aid for Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
With the Senate-approved foreign aid bill stalled in the House, the president is pushing Republicans to respond. He told reporters that the way GOP lawmakers are walking away from the threat of Russia, walking away from NATO, walking away from meeting our obligations, it's just shocking, he said. Speaker Mike Johnson has said the House will not be rushed to pass the measure, even as Ukraine's military warns of dire shortages of ammunition and artillery. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The widow of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has vowed to continue his fight against the Kremlin. Yulia Navalnaya accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of killing her husband in the remote prison. Also at SRNNews.com, the latest in a series of wet winter storms is gaining strength in California. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard.
This system is not going to produce as much rainfall as the system we just had earlier this month. That's not to say there won't be impacts from this system, and some of those impacts could be significant.
Chouinard says there could be significant flooding in parts of Los Angeles County and Santa Barbara County, and snow in higher elevations of 6,000 feet today into tonight.
We're also looking at the potential for thunderstorms today across Central California, so in the valley, like Sacramento Valley, and could be looking at a couple isolated tornadoes with that activity as well.
Flood watches and warnings have been issued in coastal and mountain areas up and down the state. Isolated rain totals of 10 inches are possible. Several feet of snow also. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom and parents' rights in Minnesota.
After demand letters from First Liberty Institute and True North Legal, the St. Louis Park Public Schools will allow children from six Muslim families to opt out of lessons that promote the LGBT agenda. The mother of one of the Muslim children says, quote, "We have a sacred obligation to teach the principles of our faith to our children without being undermined by the schools. Christians in the area are hoping they will be afforded the same freedom." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another attempt to enshrine abortion in the New Hampshire Constitution has failed, the state Senate voting 14-9 along party lines against a broadly worded proposal to add language to the Constitution protecting personal reproductive autonomy. New Hampshire law prohibits abortion after 24 weeks of pregnancy, except when the mother's health or life is in danger. This is SRN News. Mexico says its troops have killed at least 12 alleged members of a drug cartel in a shootout near the border with the U.S.
Officials in the northeastern state of Tamaulipas said the soldiers had been attacked by 12 armed civilians hiding in the bush. It's the latest outbreak of violence linked to lucrative drug trafficking routes in Mexico. This dates back to 2006, when President Felipe Calderon launched what he called his war on drugs. By the end of his administration, the official number of deaths was 60,000. Successive governments have continued the campaign, and Mexico has now registered more than 420,000 deaths linked to criminal groups.
BBC correspondent Lucy Ashison. A shooting early Monday at a Waffle House restaurant in Indianapolis has killed a woman and five other victims. Investigators believe an altercation between two groups of people at the restaurant escalated to gunfire. There were no immediate arrests. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.